I got time, yes. Today I got time, yes. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz
what?
Nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
Hey.
I don't fuck with you, cuz you disrespecting me.
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz you disrespecting me.
I go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. Hope you guys are doing good, honey. Happy Saturday. Somebody was like, when are you going to change that theme song? Not no time soon, bitch. I like it. It gets me crunk every time I get ready to come on camera. Okay? So, I hope you guys are doing good. What's up? Today I got time. Usually I never live stream on Saturdays, but you know what I'm saying? I'm here. How y'all doing? So, I hope you guys are doing good. Let me make sure my screens are up and running. They are. And I should be able to share video and stuff like that. I went and updated everything after the stream last time. So that sucked. I wasn't able to play my clips and stuff in the last video, but it's all good. I'm just very grateful that a lot of people saw where I was coming from. I got a lot of good responses from my previous live stream, but I have noticed a shift in the fake ass internet. Have y'all noticed? Put a teacup in the chat. If you guys have noticed that people's attitudes have changed now. Because remember on Saturday and Sunday, oh, they were Team Will Smith. I'd have slapped Chris Rock too. Don't nobody disrespect my wife. Protect all black women. Now all of a sudden, I would say about Wednesday, Thursday, it's like everything switched. It went from, you know, Team Will Smith and we see him getting jiggy with it and love, love, love. And Will is that guy and he did right. And Will Pock, go ahead, Will Pock. I know that's right. Now all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, Will is wrong. Poor Chris Rock. And they're even showing like different angles. And I've seen people like add sad music to it and shit. Near, 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 near. Look at Chris Rock's face. He looks so bewildered and confused. Child, they done pulled out Chris Rock's medical diagnosis. Said the man has autism. Never knew that. So they done pulled out the autism. Said that he's on the spectrum and he doesn't understand when danger is about to come to him. I was not saying that that's funny, but it's just very interesting how everything shifted. And you know me, I'm always about everybody having their own opinion. You don't have to agree with me. I don't give a shit. I come on here, I stay how I feel. This channel is called Lovely Tea, not the internet's TV, right? So I didn't care what side of the fence you were on. If you were Team Will Smith or Team Chris Rock, I felt like at the end of the day, the slap heard around the world was totally uncalled for and it was not okay. And given that setting, it just wasn't okay. And it wasn't because there were white people in the audience. Like I told you on my last stream, I don't care what white people think. It's about, you know what I'm saying, carrying yourself a certain way and carrying yourself as an adult, regardless of the environment. I don't care if this was the BET Awards, the Oscar Awards, or your child's school play. Act accordingly, especially once you get to a certain age, right? So I just find it very interesting how like everything is shifting. It's almost like, because not all the celebrities can't shut up, honey. Child, they're all coming out with think pieces. You got celebrity comedians now talking about they're scared. But when I said this Wednesday, Monday, oh, I was reaching. Remember I said I'm confused as to why a lot of these Instagram comedians and even other comedians are co-signing this. So by that logic, if y'all crack a joke, should we just be able to walk up there and smack y'all? Because remember, a lot of them were co-signing this bullshit. The only person I saw that same night who was like, no, this is not cool, was Eric Benet. Y'all may not like Eric Benet, but the truth is the truth no matter who tells it. So now, child, they got Cheryl Underwood out here crying tattooed tears, talking about she's scared she might get slapped. I said, okay, sis, go off. Let me show you what Cheryl Underwood had to say. This came out earlier today. I said, oh, so she's scared now? Interesting. Not saying that she's one of the ones laughing or co-signing, because I don't know what she was doing. I don't follow her. But I just find this interesting how, like, the attitudes are changing. Here goes Miss Underwood.
Who we respect. And I'm going to say this as a comic. I am afraid now to get on a stage, because on my third show, where everybody been drinking, if you don't like my joke, do you now believe that you can get up and slap me?
All right. So y'all see Cheryl Underwood. Now she's worried about getting slapped, like I said, on Monday. But let me keep it real, okay? Bless her heart. I know you're worried, ma'am, but do your shows sell out like that? Like, I'm not being shady. I'm keeping it real because that's what I do here. I, in my whole life, I have not had one friend, one coworker say, I'm going to the Cheryl Underwood comedy show. I'm just saying. Not saying that, you know, somebody may not be mad and walk up and hit her. I hope nobody would do that. But I think you're safe, sis. I think you're okay. I don't see anybody coming out the woodwork to slap you. Yeah, I think you're safe. But I get your point. I get your point. But I think you're one of the safer comedians, okay? You're not Kat. You're not Dave Chappelle. I can see a bunch of trans people running after Dave Chappelle if he ever decides to go back on tour. I can see him not being as safe. But you, I think you're fine, Cheryl. I think you're fine, ma'am. So I don't know. I just find this very interesting that so many people now coming out, you know, and that's fine. You know, everybody's entitled to speak on it. Oh, shit. Will Smith got a lot of people eating this week, and I'm not mad, okay? So... I'm just saying, I mean, am I wrong? Have y'all put a teacup? If you had a friend say, I'm going to the new Cheryl Underwood comedy tour. I've never had it happen. I've had friends say they're going to go watch, you know, Chris Rock and Cat Williams and Lunell. I've never heard comedy tour and Cheryl Underwood in the same breath in my friend group. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, we all watch her on TV. You know, I think she was on the talk. We've watched her on there. But, you know, as far as, you know, people buying tickets, I think she's safe. She's relatively safe. Okay. Now, this is the thing that's like cracking me up right now. Right. So Tony Rock, he damn sure ain't about to let none of this go to waste. He finally has spoken up. As we all know, Chris Rock was spotted in Boston. He did a show. It was sold out. The tickets were going for upwards of $1,000. A lot of people enjoyed the show. Even when somebody was like, fuck Will Smith. Chris Rock is now being told it is, oh, the good guy. He told the audience member, he told the heckler, no, there's no need to say fuck Will Smith. We're not thinking about the Smiths right now. So it's really funny how the media has like just turned this whole thing around, right? Well, Tony Rock said, I don't give a damn. Fuck Will Smith and Jada too, okay? Tony Rock is on tour right now, currently with Samoa and a few other people. And Tony Rock, he went in. Let me go ahead and share this with y'all really quick. Give me just a second. Share my screen. Tony Rock said, today I got time, cuz. Okay? He said that. He said that. Let's see here. Good old Tony. Some of y'all didn't know Tony Rock existed. Somebody, I didn't know he had a brother. There's literally like 10 of them. There's a lot of rocks.
Going to pop for the rest of the year. Let's set some ground rules right now, y'all. Let's set some ground rules. If I say anything tonight, anybody got a fucking problem with? You got one motherfucking option what you could do about it. Absolutely nothing. Because if you think you're going to walk up on this stage, this ain't the motherfucking Oscars. And if you walk your ass up here, you ain't nominated for shit but these motherfucking hands. Oh, we don't pop the rest of the year, nigga. Because your bitch gave you a side eye? Oh, it's a lot of Rock Brothers. Y'all ain't know it's a lot of Rock Brothers. It's 10 of us, motherfucker. You want to see all the Rock Brothers. You know, like, I ain't even know that nigga was a Rock Brother. That nigga a Rock Brother? That's a Rock Brother? I ain't gonna start the show like that, but I just want to let y'all know. That shit ain't gonna ride. That shit ain't gonna ride, nigga. I don't got a lot of shit to lose, nigga. Some more gonna have me on the tour regardless. Y'all might never see me on TV again, man. Now, with that said, Riley, how y'all?
All right, y'all just heard him. Tony Rock wants all the smoke. Do you smell what Tony Rock is cooking? He wants all the damn smoke from Will Smith. You know what? I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him at all. At the end of the day, you can't tell somebody how to handle a situation with their sibling. Because remember, y'all was the same folks, not y'all, not really most of my tea sippers. We could talk about the people in the shade room. A lot of y'all was the same ones saying, oh, you can't tell Will Smith how to act. For every action, there's a reaction. He had no business telling that, you know, G.I. Jane joke. So Will Smith had the right to put hands on him. So now why are these same people crying because Tony Rock called Jada a bitch? I'm confused. At the end of the day, he called her that. Those were his words. He didn't walk up and smack her. He didn't walk up and smack Will Smith. He's basically upset and going in on the both of them and daring Will to say something. But better yet, y'all sit around and let all these rappers call you all types of shit. And y'all still twerk, dance, stream, and download their music. So I really don't want to hear it one way or another. If you're okay with your favorite female rapper calling you a bitch and your favorite male rapper calling you a bitch, I'm not crying tattoo tears because Tony Rock called Jada a bitch. It is what it is. At the end of the day, I think this whole situation has definitely blown out of control. And all of this started because of one person's reaction to a situation. You know, honestly, if Will Smith really wanted to shame Chris Rock and make him look stupid, what he should have done is sat in his seat, ate the joke, because at first he was laughing about the joke. And even though Jada gave him the side eye, he could have been like, I'm going to ignore her side eye, just like you ignored, you know what I'm saying, her writing that, you know, writing on August. You ignored that, right? So you should have did that with the side eye. But what he should have done if he really wanted to get Chris Rock back is during his acceptance speech, got up there and said, you know what? I really didn't appreciate the joke that was said earlier about my wife, you know, comparing her to G.I. Jane. To me, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith is the most beautiful woman in the world. I love my wife. I'm going to stand by my wife. Bad marriage for life, motherfucker! You know what I mean? He could have said something like that. And that would have even made Chris look more salty, like, ooh, Will Smith checked him in a classy way and still upheld his black wife. You got to think strategic. You got to think strategic. Because now, all these same people who are gassing Will Smith up and getting jiggy with him and, oh, yeah, that's why you slapped him. Now it's your turn to dance. And you know what I'm saying? Right out. These same folks have now turned on him. They've now turned on him. Y'all was there Sunday, Monday night. They was riding for Will Smith. Oh, he was protecting his wife. That's what he's supposed to do. Now the tides have changed, and now Chris Rock is the autism victim, and there's all types of new narratives. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be smart. You got to be strategic. So now I feel no ways about Tony Rock being upset and going off the way that he did. The same way a lot of y'all was condoning the fact that Will Smith walked up on the Oscar stage and slapped a grown-ass man like he was a little boy. He slapped him like it was Jaden on stage, and he was his daddy. And a lot of y'all co-signed that. So if that's how Tony Rock wants to respond on his brother's behalf, he has every right to. That's his business. But I bet you I won't walk up on Tony Rock's stage and, you know what I'm saying, confront him about that shit, okay? He said, the only thing I'll be nominated for walking up here is these damn hands. Do you smell what Tony Rock is cooking? He wants all the smoke. So yeah, I just, you know, I'm not mad at him for his response. Because at the end of the day, those were verbal words. He hasn't put hands on anyone. And I think if you saw your sibling get smacked like a child on national television, and this is now global news, I think you'd feel away. You definitely feel away. So I'm not mad at him. A lot of y'all whichever way the wind blows. It's just whatever way the wind blows is where people go. And, you know, Will Smith is now seeing that his image, that facade that he's had up for so many years that has kept him viable all these years. You figure from the time he was in his early 20s as a rapper, with DJ Jazzy Jeff and on the Fresh Prince TV show. He's been able to keep that same pristine image for a long time. But ever since they drug out that damn raggedy, dusty-ass red table, this facade has steadily been cracking. So now, yesterday, what ended up happening, is Will Smith tried to pull a I'ma quit before you can fire me move on the Oscars. So let me share this with y'all. He came out yesterday stating that he's going to resign from the Oscars. Let me just see if this is big enough for me to read. Okay, I can read that. Let me go ahead and share my screen here. So we posted this yesterday. Will Smith resigns from the Academy ahead of decisions on his future after the Oscar slap of Chris Rock. So he says, I have directly responded to the Academy disciplinary hearing notice, and I will fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. My actions at the 94th Academy Awards presentation were shocking, painful, and inexcusable. The list of those I have hurt is long and includes Chris and his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, and all those in attendance and the global audience at home. I betrayed the trust of the Academy. I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work. I am heartbroken. I want to put the focus back on those who deserve the attention for their achievements and allow the Academy to get back to the incredible work it does to support creativity and artistry in film. So I am resigning from my membership in the Academy of Motions, Picture Arts and Science, and will accept any further consequences the board deems appropriate. So that is what Will Smith had to say. And then the Academy came back literally 15 minutes later, bitch. We posted this like 15 minutes later. And they're like, yeah, we accept your apology, but we're still going to go through the disciplinary actions. Okay. So they're still going to go through and discipline him. You know, that was a meme. And, you know, the minute he probably going to be co-hosting Red Tabletop. It's going to be the only thing left for Will Smith, you know, because the Academy, this situation is a pretty big deal. And people can say, well, he can book other movies. He can still act. But the problem is, Hollywood, like any other thing out there, it's a money's game, right? People put up money before a film is even shot. They read the script, they like the script, producers are picked, and they put up a bunch of money to get this film shot. And the hopes is if I put up, let's say, $100 million to get like a film produced, they want to make double that money, if not more. And if you have somebody who's now unbankable, who now has this huge, you know, bullseye on them, they're being tarnished globally, who is going to put their money behind Will Smith right now as this controversy is brewing? Maybe a few years from now, but who knows? So this, you know, is pretty serious. I mean, granted, he can make his own movies and do indie projects. But as we all know, Will Smith, like any other A-lister, because he's not a Z-list celebrity, he's one of the biggest celebrities in the world. It's hard to go from being A-list up here to now having to do, you know, C-list movies. You want those big summer blockbusters and things like that. So this is very serious. But I mean, we see you, Will. He tried to pull, I'm a remove myself before I get fired. But again, do I think that he should lose his Oscar? I don't. You know, I don't know what the right punishment is, to be honest with you. I don't think he should lose his Oscar, though. And maybe that's part of me still having sympathy for him as somebody that I've watched as a child and seen how far he's come from, you know, being a rapper, going through bankruptcy, getting on the Fresh Prince, you know, up until this point, always being an exemplary, you know, male figure. But like I said, it's something in the past, I want to say about 3 to 4 years, that have just really been off about Will Smith and the family dynamic. Up until then, like, people really, really highly respected them. So for me personally, I don't want him to lose his Oscar. You know, people are still screaming he should have criminal charges pressed on him. You know, I think the embarrassment and the fact that so many people have turned on him, to be honest with you, I think that that's probably punishment enough. And that's not me like trying to protect him in a way. But imagine you're one of the biggest stars globally. This is not a Jesse Smollett situation with his washed up ass. This is somebody who's a global star who's never been involved in anything. And now the whole global and film community is turning on you after they hyped you up, because they hyped them up on Sunday and then flipped the script 2 days later. I think this is punishment enough and this is embarrassment enough. Now, if Chris Rock wants to file charges and pursue charges, by all right, that man has the right to, because he was the one assaulted, not me. I'm speaking from somebody on the outside looking in. I wasn't hit by Will Smith. Like I said, if he put hands on me, I'd have been chasing him down that damn Oscar stage. I'd have jumped on his back. Okay? But, you know, for me on the outside looking in, I think he's facing enough embarrassment and scrutiny, you know. But I think the whole situation is just really unfortunate. But I just don't know what else to say at this point as far as, you know, what punishments are going to be dulled out. Because I still feel like if they take that Oscar from him, granted, he embarrassed the Oscar stage and this wasn't a good look and the Oscar supposedly doesn't condone violence. But then I have to ask the Oscars, you don't condone violence, but you seem to condone pedoism. And that's the part that bothers me. You know, the Roman Polanskis, the, you know, Harvey Weinsteins and the people who have been propped up for decades in this industry. None of their awards have been snatched till this day. So for me, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If we're going to take Will Smith's award away, I want all of those pedos to get their awards moved too. I want their accolades removed too. Just because you've written, directed, or starred in a good film does not mean that you should be rewarded if it comes out that you've been criminally convicted. Roman Polanski was criminally convicted and he flew his ass out of the country and has been living in France ever since. So much so that fast forward about what, 15, 20 years after the R happened to the 15-year-old girl, he was still awarded an Oscar and the entire Academy stood up and clapped for him. So I can't have this. I can clown Will. You know, I'm a jokester. I'm a bootleg comedian. I can roast Will and Jada for their antics. But when it comes to this, I have to put on my critical thinking cap. And if we're going to punish him, then they need to go through that list of people who have won awards, because there's a lot of problematic people who have been awarded Oscars who should not have one. So that's how I feel about that. But what they decide to do at the end of the day, I'm just some black girl on YouTube. They don't give a shit about my opinion. They're going to do what they want to do. But in my personal opinion, I don't think they should take his Oscar away. But it's a lot going on. It's a lot. Let me read some of these super chats here. Let's see. Chesby, I think it's Chesby. Sorry if I mispronounced it. Says, love you, T. Looking gorgeous. God is good. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming through. Let's see here. Miss Alaya Johnson says, thank you for your sound perspective. You are so welcome. And thank you so much for the support. Like I said, I'm the type. I'm always going to stand in my shit. I don't go with the crowd. I'm going to look at everything objectively and, you know, state my real opinions and my real thoughts. I don't care who co-signs it, who doesn't co-sign it. You know what I mean? So that's why I just said it's just very funny now how so many people are switching up and now turning on Will. It's like, keep the same energy y'all had Sunday when y'all was standing alongside him and co-signing the bullshit, you know? C. Johnson says, happy Saturday, Auntie. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming through, love. Jay Say sent a sticker, says, get it up. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super sticker. Jay Say sent 99 cents, said 100. Thank you. Hearts and Love says, hey, T, when will the all-day moisturizing cream be back in stock? Can you please make sure you don't have an extra around the house. I do have some around the house, actually. I'm like, I can check. There's some around the house. It's not going to be back in stock, unfortunately. We're not restocking any more of the Dope Beauty products just because it's just going to take too much to run. And a lot of like the containers, the packaging that I had, which was beautiful, I'm not able to obtain them anymore. So we're not going to do any more runs. But I have, people have emailed me like, can you just send me a bottle? So I've just sent them a bottle for my own personal stash. So if you want one, I can send you a bottle. I think I have like 8 left, to be honest with you. So email me. Thank you for the super chat, love. Bruce Kenton says, hey, T, hope you're having a blessed day. I'm ready for the tea. Yes, come on through. Thank you for the support. Shannon Jean Paul sent $50. Thank you so much, Shannon. Appreciate you. Says, hey, T, finally caught alive and had to send a super chat. Love and appreciate you. Underwood needs to have several seats. Yeah, she was being real extra. She was being extra. Thank you so much, sis. Let's see here. Keisha in Love says, hey, T, Cheryl Underwood sells out at the Improv. LOL. She's funny as hell. You have to see her. No cap. Ratchet ass Florida. Thank you so much. The Improv is in Cali. Again, Cali. She's not touring the United States. But if I'm in Cali, if you say she's funny, I love comedy shows, I will go check her out. I have no problem doing that. But I still stand by my original stance. Ain't nobody about to walk up and go slap Cheryl Underwood. Nobody. She's fine. She's safe. She's definitely safe. But thank you for the super chat, love. Just T says, hey, T, love you, sis. Keep up the great work. I remember some dude ran up on DC Young Fly. I heard about that. They said, did DC Young Fly fight him? I heard that somebody ran up on his set, but I didn't see the video. So I wasn't sure if they fought or not. Y'all are a mess in the chat. They said Cheryl and them gums. People are scared of her teeth. Shut up. Y'all are a mess. Mm-mm. Y'all talking about Cheryl going to bite them? I'm not fooling with the chat today. KKQ says, I'm glad to be here. I made it to the Discord. Thanks for opening up on my birthday. Love you, T. Love you, too. And welcome to the Discord family. Thanks for the super chat. AMN sent 1999 says, I would be disappointed if my husband did this. This is not a protection situation. If a comedian roasted me, I wouldn't expect my husband to protect me. LOL, it's a joke. Yeah, and I think, too, you know, a few people stated this, that, you know, when you're husband and wife, even boyfriend and girlfriend, you have to look out for each other in certain instances. And in certain instances, I feel like, you know, maybe she should have, when she seen him getting up, jumped up and grabbed him. Like, this ain't the time and place. We can catch his ass slipping after the show. You know, because I've been in a situation like that before with like one of my exes. We were in Vegas and like, it was like this dude, he was drunk. He was like just kind of being like disrespectful. And they were literally about to fight. You know, they were like literally. And, you know, my ex, he was a big dude. He didn't play that. You know what I'm saying? They were about to bomb. And me and the girlfriend, we got in between them and we pulled our guys back. Like, we're not about to be out here fighting and going to jail. We're on vacation. He's drunk and needs to go to bed. You need to calm the hell down. It's not that serious. We came out here to vacation. I don't want to see you thrown in jail behind this. And we got in between our boyfriends and pulled them back and like, come on, let's go. Let's go. It's not that serious. You know, because we don't know. I didn't know if that dude had a gun. She didn't know if my guy had a gun. You know what I mean? That's how things escalate. So sometimes it's women. It's okay. You know, when you see something that you love, like your boyfriend or your husband, to think with a cooler head and pull them back. You know, so I don't disagree with that statement, you know, that maybe if she would have jumped up and now granted, he's a grown man. So let's keep that real. He's a grown man, but maybe she would have jumped up and grabbed him or stopped him. You know, maybe wouldn't be where we're at today. But then again, maybe she didn't know he was going to do all that. Maybe she assumed that he might just go up there and get up in his face or, you know, say something flip. But of course, she couldn't have known that he was going to slap her. Jada couldn't have known that. But I think maybe as he was getting up and walking towards the stage, you know, I'm sure hindsight is 20/20. She might be wishing that she would have grabbed him and stopped him from making the moves that he was going to make. You know, so I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, with looking out for somebody, you know, even if it's not a boyfriend, girlfriend situation, even if it's like you're out with your homegirls and they're about to fight. And it's just like, let's just go. It's not that serious. You know, once you get to a certain age, you calm down. Now, if you're in your 20s and shit, I get it. It's like, shit, we all ready to go. But, you know, once you get to a certain age, it's like, bitch, I'm dressed up. I got on heels. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to have my purse flying across the street because I actually got money on my fucking debit cards and stuff. Like, can we just go? So I'm just saying, you know, I always look at it like that, like cooler heads prevailing. And I'm not blaming Jada for Will's situation, for the person who just typed that. It's not Jada's fault. Will's a grown man. All I'm saying is hindsight is 20/20. But of course, you know, some of y'all don't understand, you know, just looking at different nuances. So the first thing you're going to do is cry and say that I'm blaming Jada for Will's actions. I didn't one time blame Jada. Will is a grown man. Will is responsible for his actions. But hindsight 20/20, maybe she had grabbed him. Would that have stopped the situation? Who knows? That's all I'm saying. Use their situation to help you in your real life. In case you get involved in something, you might be the one with the cooler head that prevails. That's all I'm saying. Let's see here. Look, somebody says at 35, we heal different. Exactly. 35 and up, we heal different. We're not trying to be in the street bombing and getting slammed and punching people. Your hands and shit don't heal like when you were in your 20s. In your 20s, you go around just punching and hitting folks. Now you hit somebody like, damn, I can't use my wrist for a week, bitch. You know what I mean? It ain't the same. 35 and up, shit, them fucking bruises and shit. If somebody slam you on the ground, you be like, my neck and my back. Now, when you 18 to like 25, you jump right back up. Like, let's go. Look, you still be swinging and shit. Hell no. Ain't nobody fighting like they were in their damn 20s at 35 and up. Hell, and you're going to be laying there thinking and shit. Should I sue? I'm going to just lay here and fall out. I see people getting fights. Downtown Minneapolis is crazy after the club. I have seen people get into fights. I'm talking about just bam, knocked out. And I see the dude just lay there. He look at his. He was like, I'm too old to get up and fight, babe. I'm going to just lay here and reevaluate my life. Everybody's like, get your ass up. He was like, nah, I'm cool. I'm just going to lay here. I said, yeah, he's 35 enough. He don't want that fucking smoke. I'm telling you, once you get older, you heal a lot differently. Ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? Once you get a certain age, you'll be like, cooler heads need to prevail because I really do not want to get into a fight today. I just want to chill. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, drink a little something, have fun, dance. Child. These young girls be going to the clubs and shit and sneakers. That's what I already know. You go to the club, they got on sneakers, they ready to fight. Stay away from them bitches. Because, you know, when you grown to sex, you got on heels. You see the little girls, when they come in, they 21 and up, and they got on sneakers and flats. That's the crew that's going to fight. So I stay the fuck away from them bitches. Like, y'all got on flats and I got on 5-inch heels? Yeah, y'all ready to fight. So I just smile at them like, hey, y'all look cute. We see y'all. Tell me I'm lying. Them girls in flats in the club, they come to fight. Okay? When you're grown and sexy, you're wearing heels, you're not coming to fight. Now, we will fight if you start some shit, but we'd rather just come and chill. But if they're walking into the club with flats on, they have fighting on their mind. Let me go ahead and read these super chats here. Let's see. Marvin D sent 10 says, hey, sis, looking gorgeous as always. Honestly, I've been over it since Monday. Yeah, I think a lot of folks are getting over the whole Will Smith, Jada, Chris Rock drama. But trust me, until the Academy finally decides what they're going to decide, this is going to be milked for the next week and a half, 2 weeks. We're still going to be talking about this. Mark my words. Let's see here. King Buddha says the Rock Brothers are about to stonewall Will Smith. Ooh. Thank you so much for the super chat. Sherelle Moore Tucker says, even with the elites, there's a clear divide now, 2022, actors versus comedians. I love how the comedians are banding together. Yeah, there's a lot going on esoterically in the world. That's why I believe that this whole Will Smith situation is even deeper than just this slap. It's a lot going on with this whole situation. It really is. But thank you for the super chat, love. Let's see here. KKQ says, imagine your wife being attacked by pollen and now you have to slap every dandelion you see. Y'all are a mess. Insomniac 008 says, Will Smith's mask fell off. He's a covert narcissist. Thank you. Lancome Niago says, the shave room is messy. Now they're posting August all of a sudden. I've noticed that too. They're posting thirst trap pictures of August. I've seen a chat. I've seen that. Thank you for the super chat. Just Me Doing Me says, and it begins, Netflix just put a hold on Will Smith's upcoming movie. Wow. I didn't know that. Wow. Now, didn't I say that earlier? That this is a really big deal because, again, a lot of people are not going to want to be attached to this case. So for Netflix to pull the movie or put it on hold, that says a lot. So I wonder if more is going to happen. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Little Ruby Daycare says, your top is fire and your hair is too. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you. Zillian says, hey, T, I'm Elizabeth. It's my birthday on the 12th. Would love to get a birthday message from you. Been watching you for a long time. You got me through college all the way through med school. Now in residency. Love you. Love you, too, and happy birthday. Happy early birthday. Thank you so much for the super chat, and thank you for supporting my channel. I hope you enjoy your birthday. So thanks. Let's see here. Static Shock Dini says, Bill Maher says Jada should put on a wig. Yeah, I seen that video, child. Bill Maher. And I seen that everybody was laughing. Like I said, it's just now they've made themselves even more the butt of people's jokes. You know, and that's the part that's like really unfortunate. Juan Nava says, Rock Nation just posted a clip of Willow Smith's new video. I don't know if it's me, but my tin hat is tingling. We posted a clip of Willow Smith's new video. Love, you must not follow me on IG. Follow me on Instagram because we posted it this morning. So if you guys have not seen Willow Smith's new video, we posted this a few hours ago. She's finally basically coming out. I mean, we've been known. That's us. I don't even care about the whole she's gay. Like, who cares? Everybody's been known. She's been dropping hints for years. But this is in her, this video, she's doing her first girl-on-girl kiss. But there's a lot of symbolism in this video. We're breaking it down in the Discord. Even the artwork is just really, really creepy. Let me see if I can find it here. I want to find the artwork. I know it's in the Discord, but I'd have to like search. But the artwork for this new video is really, really creepy. A lot of her damn artwork is creepy. So let me go ahead and just play a snippet of the, hold on. Let me play a snippet of it real quick here. Okay, this is her new video. I'm gonna turn it off, but just watch it. Okay, it's called The Purge. And like I said, I didn't want to play all the music, but it's like, it's really dark. She's screaming. And I understand her and Jada are into this whole rock and roll, you know, type stuff. Like, I get it. But the fact that it's named The Purge and we're going through a lot of stuff right now, let me show y'all the artwork. We were breaking down the symbolism in the artwork here. This is the artwork for her new music cover. I don't care. It's very demonic to me. This is it right here. That's the artwork for the album cover. And if you go in close right here, 666 backwards. You have to zoom in on it. So I don't know. I don't know what is going on with the Smiths. It's just weird. Like I said, I could care less about her kissing a girl. That's her business. But between the artwork, the message in the song, it's just really creepy to me. Now, they said that this was filmed before the slap heard around the world, but they just released it today. But this was filmed prior to that. But I also find it very interesting, if you guys don't know, the movie Purge, that first came out in March. Let me pull this up here. Like, it first came out in March 2017, one of the Purge movies. And then the whole Oscar thing also happened in March. So a lot of people are like pointing that out as well. And then Willow Smith coming out with the song called Purge. Just very strange, you know. But like I said, as far as like, no, people said it's performative bisexuality. I don't know, because she's been saying for years that she's polyamorous and she kind of goes whichever way. You know what I mean? She's always been more open about that. So I'm not shocked at all, but it's just the first time that she's been on camera or in a video doing a girl on girl. But the fact that both of them are bald, right? The girl's bald, the girl's white, Willow's black. I just get a lot of duality. It's a lot of duality, a lot of symbolism in the video, you know, but good luck to whatever she's trying to push, honey. So we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story. On that note, I want to talk about all this mess that went on with G Herbo, Ari Fletcher, and Tiana. So if you guys don't know, basically, the internet once again was being messy. G Herbo had posted a video of him kissing Tiana's belly. Tiana is Fabolous's stepdaughter, Emily B's daughter, and she's also the mother of G Herbo's second child. And she's pregnant again with another baby. I think they're about to have a girl. So the internet was saying little things like, oh, he's always showing love to Tiana and the baby with Tiana, but he doesn't show the same type of love to Yoshin, who is Ari's baby with G Herbo. And then Ari went and posted this video, which to me was just kind of disturbing. Like, I get kids are going to have feelings about certain things, but I feel like certain things are being said to this young man for him to be... Mind you, he's only three. For him to be that upset about his mom having a potential another baby, to me, her posting that was shade towards G Herbo and Tiana having a second child. So y'all go ahead and watch this video. Let me know what y'all think.
Yes, you are.
I'm not having a baby.
Yes, you are.
Stop crying.
Yes, you are.
I'm not having a baby.
Yes, you are.
You're my only baby.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
you
are.
Was another baby.
No, she was just playing with you. I'm not having another baby.
You are. Yes, you are.
You are my only baby.
I'm not because you want another baby. That makes me cry.
Oh, fuck. I do not. Seriously. Stop. I'm not having another baby.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
crazy.
All right, that video really bothered me. First of all, why are you exploiting this little baby like this? And that's not a normal response. I don't care if people, oh, well, kids don't always, that's not normal. The kid is three. It's not like he's 10 and, you know, he's been a single child for the past 10 years. And now, you know, now my mom's about to have another baby. And at 3 years old, all they're worried about is fruit snacks and just playing, you know, running around playing with other kids. That, I don't know. I feel like she's been feeding stuff to him where maybe he feels like he's going to be left behind. He's not getting attention because of all these babies being born. But why would you post that? You know, you could tell that was the boy's genuine feelings. I'm not discounting his feelings. You could tell the baby was definitely hurt. He was upset. He was triggered. But what is causing the hurt and the triggering of him even thinking that she's pregnant and having another kid? Did you say, well, I'm pregnant and you're not going to be my favorite anymore? And we're going to, you know, just leave you at grandma's house and never come get you? Like, what was said to him for him to equate a pregnancy with this much trauma? It doesn't make any sense to me. That was sad. And then you're like filming it and laughing and thinking it's funny. So then once she posted that, because that was clear shots at G Herbo and Tiana. So G Herbo responded. He was not feeling it. So this is what G Herbo had to say about the situation. Child, this is just fucking 2 days worth of mess. Y'all check this out.
Look, listen. This don't have nothing to do with the shade room or no blogs or anybody. But what the fuck type of sick individual, human being do you have to be to want a three-year-old to despise or not like his own siblings, his own flesh and blood? I don't get it. Like, a mother's relationship with a child and a father's relationship with a child are two totally different relationships, and they can never intersect between each other. Like, a mother's love and a father's love are two totally different things. And when it comes to children, as a parent, you're going to love your children unconditionally. And as a sibling, if your parents, if the parent loves all the kids unconditionally, the kids are going to love each other unconditionally. Why the fuck would that ever even be a thought in somebody's mind? Go on about this shit.
Okay, so y'all heard what he had to say. Then Tiana comes on. Oh, I'm sorry. Ari comes on and she says this. How about you tell the truth for once? Tell them how my son came home with a scar on him saying that Tiana did it to him while you wasn't home. And even though he told you out his own mouth what she did, he was crying and she didn't help him. She's mean to him and he don't like her. And the shit happened while you wasn't home. I gave you a whole week to handle it as a father. You or her never caught me about the situation. I called back to talk to her and tell her that she can't be around my baby. And I was very respectful. And you sat up there and said in front of her that my baby was lying. You said, how are you going to see your son if you can't be around her? LOL, what? That's why you haven't seen your son for real. And that's why he probably don't want me to have no other kids. Because the other way your baby mama treats him. When you finally came to where we live, you got him for one day, posted on Instagram and left. That's all. Then Tiana jumped in. So Tiana says, I've allowed you to create false narratives about me in the past, but I would not let you create false narratives when it comes to a child that I have so much love for. Anybody that knows me knows I would never lay a finger on him or any child. I have always had to hide my love for Yoshan out of respect for you and your wishes. When I met Herb, I knew he was a part of the package I signed up for. This even with all the drama that came with it. I've always had hope that we could settle our differences like adults for the sake of our children. One thing you will not do is attack my character when it comes to being a parent and accuse me of child abuse. You have continuously attacked me as I sit here 8 months pregnant, emotional, and drained. It sickens me that you had this much hatred for me and that you would portray me in this light. Regardless of how you may feel about me, I love Yoshan. And I pray that you find whatever healing you need. So then let me take y'all to the shade room.
See, I've been real chill. I've been so calm. I've been so quiet, y'all. I just, you know, I'm trying to turn over to a new leaf. And the only thing that can really take me out of my character is my child. First of all, delete my son off your page. That's one. I've allowed you to create false narratives about me in the past, but I will not let you create this narrative when it comes to a child that I have so much love for. Anybody that knows me knows I would never. Girl, shut up. Because ain't nobody going for none of that, period. Like I said, I called y'all and told y'all what happened to my son, and ain't nobody called me. Y'all waited a whole week, and I had to call y'all back. For you to say, oh, no, I didn't do that. No, but that never happened. Stop playing with me. All that good girl. Goody two shoes, you be trying to pull, not going for it. Been not like you, ain't gonna like you. Trying to be with Chance, you blew it. Anyway, Let you what the truth of the matter is that you sitting at home and you so mad and miserable because whatever going on over there, and you pregnant, you got a baby, then that is man is leaving you with his child and you don't like his baby mama. That's what the problem is. But since you said I'm lying on you, I have 8 videos to prove to you that I'm not lying. So I'm going to just start from the beginning. I'm going to start from the top. Since I'm lying on you.
But you tell me that you don't like me too. You tell me all the time. You say I don't love you. You say you're not my daddy anymore. And you love me.
And you just tell me to sit down and use this watch. And use this watch. Juice Squirtle. Because you just watch Juice Squirtle.
Yeah, I
just want to
watch Juice
Squirtle. No, I hate Juice
Squirtle. But you want to watch Tarzan?
Yeah.
But you watch Tarzan?
Huh?
You watch Tarzan?
Why don't you like Tina?
Because I don't.
Why not, though, son? You always happy, your dad. And when I leave you in the house with her, you'd be happy. What's
you have to stop leaving me, okay?
Okay, I'm gonna stop leaving you. Okay, I got you, son. I won't leave you anymore.
Okay.
All right. But she hurt you. Did Taina hurt you? Did she hit you or something like that?
I was falling in your floor.
And what's the number that you meet with Taina? Okay. Did it hurt?
Yeah.
And did you cry?
No.
You didn't cry?
Yeah, I didn't cry. Yeah.
Okay. This is really disturbing. So now, hold on.
That's rude.
There was another one. Hold up.
Yeah. Why do you want to shoot somebody, Bubba?
Because everyone's mean.
What did she do that was mean? That makes you want to shoot her. Shooting somebody is crazy. What did she do to you to make you want to shoot her? What happened when she threw a pillow at you? Did it hurt you? Were you okay?
It hurts me.
Did you fall or was you standing up when she threw a pillow?
I was fall.
Did she help you up?
No.
Why are you so angry?
Okay, y'all get the picture, and I have 8 more of them videos. So don't ever tell me that I'm trying to... About what? Please explain to me what I'm bitter about. Nothing.
That's really crazy.
At all. Absolutely nothing. I have no reason to be bitter about anything. So please stop with it. I'm not going to sit on the internet and come on here and lie about my child, saying my child said something that he absolutely never said or came home and said to me. My child have been around you for years at this point. Why would I just decide to right now to be like, no, let me just be mad and just say your son said. For what? Why? I know that every single time that my baby goes to LA, he's with you 24/7. His dad is never even barely even there. Why would I create just this specific time to be mad at the babysitter? Why? I don't have any reason to lie. When my son come home, I ask him, did you have fun with your dad? I don't say, what was the girl doing? It's none of my business. I'm not worried about that. I want to know what's going on with my child and his father. It has nothing to do with you. But when he came home, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. He had a scrape on nothing at all. Absolutely.
She done added the music so y'all could feel bad for her. Girl, leave my son off your page.
You know better, do better. She the ass.
Are you saying hey to me? Let me come back on the screen. This situation has drained me. Now, they've been going back and forth for the past 2 days. Okay. Now, there's a lot of things that's very disturbing to me. One, why is a three-year-old stating that he wants to shoot someone? Those are not normal words of a three-year-old. So he's being exposed to things that he shouldn't be exposed to and hearing things that he shouldn't be hearing. Because to me, as articulate as he is, as clear as he is sounding, he sounds like a bitter baby mama. It's almost like whatever Ari's saying in that house around him, he's regurgitating because he's so angry. He's so mad. Kids pick up on energy. Kids pick up on all types of stuff. When adults think that, oh, they're just sitting there watching, you know, what's that, Coco Melon? That's my little niece. When she comes on, she watches that. You're thinking they're sitting there watching Coco Melon. They're not missing shit. They're listening to you. They're listening to conversations. They're picking up on energy. That boy sounds like an angry baby's mother. And he's three. I mean, that it's just really disturbing. And I feel like a lot of his anger as a child is coming from the fact that his mother, you know, she has this new relationship with Moneybagg Yo. I heard they got back together. So, and we know Moneybagg Yo, he has a bunch of kids as well. And I'm sure even though they don't really post it on social media, they're also around his kids. And then when he goes to his father's house, there's a new little brother who's a baby, so he's going to need more attention than the three-year-old. And now also another baby coming on the way. So I think what's the issue is that you have this little boy who's three, and he feels like he doesn't really have a place in either family. The mother's busy doing her social media thing and running behind Moneybagg, and Moneybagg got all these kids. Then the daddy's busy doing his rap thing, and he's kind of left with Tiana and this new baby. And, you know, let's keep it real. That's not her son. And because she has issues with the baby's mother, not saying she would ever touch or harm the boy, but is that closeness really going to be there? Because I feel like she's made it so uncomfortable that Tiana walks around eggshells on the around, you know, Yoshan. Like, she doesn't really want to get close. She doesn't want to say the wrong thing. She doesn't want him to run back to his mom. So I think at this point, these adults are doing more harm to this baby than anything. Y'all are having adult conversations. Y'all are using him as a pawn, posting him crying. Like, this is just ridiculous. Let that three-year-old baby be a baby. And how about actually spending time with him instead of spending time with him for an hour and then leaving him with Tiana, or spending time with him, you know, for a bit and then running off doing your own thing? He looks like he really needs some attention and love, like one-on-one attention, not him performing in front of Instagram, not him performing for her vlog, just him one-on-one with his parents. No cameras, none of that shit. That's how I'm feeling about the situation. Because that is heartbreaking to hear him say that. He wants to call the police on her. He wants to shoot her. Those are not words of a three-year-old. That's words of a three-year-old regurgitating what they are hearing the adults around him say. It's sad. That is just really, really sad. And then, you know, Tiana's pregnant, so she's in this situation where it's going to cause her more stress. I mean, the whole situation was just totally uncalled for. Even the video of him freaking out saying that he doesn't want another kid. You know, he doesn't want another sibling. What is being said that that's his response? Most kids are excited to know that they're going to have a little brother or a little sister. It's really sad. Really, really sad. Let's see here. Lamarck knows Hojo. Sorry, I not butchered that, child. I'm sorry. Says, new tea sipper alert for you. Shout out to Tristan. He is enjoying your show. Thank you. Is Tristan the baby? Thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate you. Hey, Desiree. She says, hey, I caught a live. Hey, sis. Thanks for coming through. Carla said, 1999 says, Zoe's being dragged a lot. Isn't it weird how all these underage guys Zoe dated have a weird stage, like Ezra, Jaden, who recently looked like he was dying? Yeah, I saw them dragging Zoe on social media. And then her daddy got caught up in it because then they were pulling receipts that Lenny Kravitz was, you know, running behind some 16-year-old. So I don't know, child, but they were dragging her all up and down Twitter. So thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. You matter to God says, child, I'm 36. Between my static nerve and arthritis, I'm not fooling with these folks. Love you, T. So you're not trying to fight after the club either, huh? I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Thank you for the super chat. Daniela Normal sent 10 says, I'm a member now. I've been watching since 2016. You're always on point and looking gorgeous doing it. I don't always agree, but I appreciate your unbiased opinion. Love you, girl. Keep doing you. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you for coming through on this Saturday. Thank you for the super chat. Tayshia Julie says, hey, T. YouTube's been hating, preventing me from sending super chats for the past few lives. Anyways, love you, T. Discord member, where you at? Thank you so much, and thank you for the super chat, love. Appreciate you. Let's see, my screen refreshed. Oh, Agent Matt is in the house. Thank you for the $50 super sticker, Matt. Appreciate you. Thanks for coming through. I was seeing a bunch of trucks in the chat. Every time Agent Matt comes through, because he's a truck driver, they all post trucks. So people wondering, like, what are these trucks about? Agent Matt is in the building. So thank you. AJ sent 10 says, hey, T, are people switching up because many mainstream celebs are now pretending to be traumatized or outraged? I think Will was trying to set the stage for people to stop disrespecting his family. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think now that their faves are coming out and condemning it, now it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe Chris Rock was a victim, even though you were cheering on the fight on Sunday. Because remember, everybody was posting on Sunday. Everybody, hey, it's Chris. That meme was viral. You know, they were going in. And it's very interesting how it's changed. And I think because a lot of the celebrities switched it up, people also switched it up. So thank you for the super chat. All About Me Sen 5 says, Ari is very manipulative. No little kids reacts that way. Not like he's a teenager that has to babysit, right? Yeah, that's true. You're 3. The only thing you have to worry about is fruit snacks, getting fed. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you're like 15 and you're having to babysit, you know, 2 or 3 of your siblings. When you get older and you stop babysitting your little siblings, then you do get mad if your mom gets pregnant. Like, you got me over here babysitting and you keep getting knocked up. You obviously can't handle all 3 of these kids. Why would you include a 4th baby? That is how teenagers respond. You're absolutely right. Because I definitely felt the way when my mom was talking about she was pregnant with my little sister. Me and my little sister, we're 11 years apart. It's like, I'm trying to have my freedom. Trying to, you know, go to slumber parties. But I can't do anything all through the, you know, through junior high because I had to babysit. So you're right. That's a really good point. A 3-year-old, he ain't got a babysit. He ain't got to do nothing but play with the new baby. Shake a toy in his face. That's about it. That's all you can do. We can't leave either one of y'all at home by yourselves. So what you crying for? That's a damn good point. Yeah, teenagers be mad as hell when their parents get knocked up. Oh, they be hot. You out here having all these babies and shit. I'm trying to live my best life. About to get pregnant. Your oldest is 16. Why are you starting over? Oh, yeah, they get mad when their moms and dads have extra babies, honey. They be in their feelings. They get real mad. But a 3-year-old, nah. 3-year-olds be ready to play with the new baby and hold the baby and everything else. Let's see here. Carla says, my conspiracy tea, the Smiths are trying to get out of Hollywood's grasp and they're putting them back in their spot, LOL. But it's just a theory. Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you for the super chat, love. That's interesting. Lay Lavish, the guru, says, Will Smith on the phone trying to book extra security right now. By the way, do we have a name for Connecticut? Love you, T. I don't think we ever had a name for Connecticut because Connecticut wasn't that. We didn't get a lot of Connecticut news stories. You know, we had Ratchet Florida. We had Crazy Cali. Ghetto Georgia, Trifling Tennessee, with so many names, but I don't think we ever had one for Connecticut. Nutty New York, We had Nutty New York as well. So thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Daniel Lapton says, hey, T, love your hair looking good. I wonder if you can do a deep dive on the Smith family and Will Smith. I'll DM you on Instagram. I'll think about it. I'm not interested in the Smiths like that. I'm only going to spend my time doing deep dives on things I'm interested in because they take so long to do. So I'm just, Chad, I'm not interested in the Smiths. But I mean, unless some other mess comes out, you know, with Willow and all this, you know, demon time energy she's on right now, I don't know if I would do one on the Smiths, but thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Yolanda Drinker Sand 20 says, hi, just showing love from Seattle. I'm on a break and I caught the live. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. All About Me says, Ari said he has scraped his knee. All this from a scraped knee. Why not call CPS since she thinks he's being abused? That's what I would do. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, why hold on to these tapes for months if you feel like there's real abuse? You know, so thank you. Nina M says, damn, now that Moneybagg Yo ain't around to distract her, she's back focusing on G and his girl. That's what it seems like, you know. That's exactly what it seems like. Just Me says, the last thing this kid needs is a camera in his face. He needs some talking and counseling. And why is this kid talking about popping people at 3? Should check him. Love you from the Netherlands. Thank you so much. And I agree. That's the part that disturbed me the most when he was talking about shooting this woman. Like, that's not okay. And they, like, his mind shouldn't even be going to that type of dark place at 3, you know? So I feel bad because it seems like he's being exposed to things that he shouldn't be exposed to. And even the fact that even he was saying the dad was trying to make him watch the Juice WRLD documentary. Let me talk about that real quick. I watched the Juice WRLD documentary, and I'm telling you, 30 to 40 minutes into it, I turned it off. I couldn't finish it. And I'm a Juice WRLD fan. I could not finish it because all this young man did in that video was pop pills, drink lean, do Xannies, do drugs. He was literally high throughout the video with a bunch of yes men. When I saw him, because this was while I was on going through surgery, after I had my surgery and I was healing, and I'm fighting to get medication from my doctors, and I just had a major surgery, and they're literally giving me 10 pills and saying this should last you 7 weeks. Bitch, not for this damn pain. And then I'm watching Juice WRLD literally dump like 30 pills in his hand and swallow. And the girl, his girlfriend, taking pills and swallowing. At that point, I was done. I turned the documentary off. And y'all know I love documentaries. So why is Roshan watching that? And you hear him begging to watch, you know, I forgot what other cartoon he was saying about watching. I think Tarzan. He's like, well, you already watched Tarzan. That's what he should be watching is Tarzan, not Juice WRLD popping pills. Yeah, I couldn't get through that documentary. We talked about this on Telegraph. I turned it off. It was just too much. I didn't find it okay. It was just a bunch of yes men around him. And then y'all are crying that he died, but all the signs were definitely there. I don't know how it ended. Maybe, no, he didn't get clean, but I don't know. I don't know how it ended. I turned it off. After I saw him put a bunch of damn pills in his hand and just down the hatch, I was over it. I was over it, especially being that I knew how that story ended was with him dying a few years later. I couldn't get into the documentary. So I don't think he should have been watching that. I agree with Yo Sean for being upset and saying he doesn't like Juice WRLD and he doesn't like the documentary because there was nothing that was not for kids. There was nothing that he could take away from that documentary other than it's okay to pop pills. So I agree with the baby on that. That baby is very, very perceptive. Very perceptive. Let's see here. Coco Chanel says, if she hurt that little boy, why hasn't Ari filed a report? It's weird. Plus, she needs to stop exploiting her son and filming him when he cries. What the F? Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that. Let's see here. Blatino Boy says, I can tell that child does not get disciplined because of how he because of how his behavior is. I think Ari and G Hervo don't discipline him. He gets on Tiana's nerves probably, and she has to discipline him. Yeah, I mean, you never know. You never know. But thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. KB says, T, can you slow down the chat? No, we have over 9,000 people in here. Sorry. But thank you for the super chat, though. It's just going as fast as the people are typing. What you can do, there's like a scroll bar on the side. If you see something, you can scroll back up to it. But it's not, it's already on slow mode. Yeah, I keep it on slow mode, but it's not. Yeah, it's still going to go kind of fast because there's so many people in here. So sorry about that. Let's see here. I love my HIU. It says, why not go get a lawyer and the police with evidence if you're deeply concerned about your child? Something in the buttermilk ain't clean. I agree. Shelly G says, did you see that Lee Daniels and Monique have made amends because of Mr. Jackson? I've seen that, but I'm not. I seen it. I'm gonna just leave it at that. I seen it. I just, yeah. No, I saw it. Let me move on. I'm gonna move on with that one. I'm gonna leave my thoughts to myself. Pretty Brown 28 says, hi T, just wanted to say my cousin spent 5 years in jail, accused by his extremely grown 7-year-old stepsister of, only for her to finally tell the truth, and the only evidence they had was her word. Oh, wow. So you're saying that your cousin spent 5 years in jail because the 7-year-old stepsister of his girlfriend lied on him. Yeah, and that's the thing. Should children be believed in certain situations? Absolutely. But there has to be investigation. That, you know, you have to look at it, because sometimes kids over exaggerate. Sometimes they're, you know, saying things that they're hearing, you know, from television, from the other parents. So you just never know. So, but that's unfortunate that he ended up doing 5 years. That's sad. That's sad. But it does happen. Look, y'all told me to tell. No, I mean, because it's like, I don't want y'all being like, oh, you're being negative. And I don't know. It's just very interesting to me that they've made up. And I feel like, are you making up with her now because you're kind of washed? Remember, Empire's no more. He can thank Juicebox Smollett for the death of Empire, which also killed Stars. So because you're not really popping now you want to make up with Monique. And now 50 Cent, you know, is getting credit for this. I would respect this more if he would have made up with her back when she was calling him out. Because he showed her no grace. He went on a hobo tour. Said she was lying about the whole thing with the, remember she said that he had promised her the role of Cookie Lyons? He said that wasn't true. He went on a hobo tour, said, you know, we never, you know, Monique got herself blacklisted. I don't know why she's speaking out against me and this and that. But now that you're not hot in these streets, now y'all are back together. I just find it interesting. Again, it's not my place to forgive him or not forgive him. That's Monique's business. But me from the outside looking in, I just find it very interesting that now, you know, oh, I have a lot of forgiveness in my heart for Monique. But when he was that man, when Empire was popping, Monique couldn't even call him or get him on the phone because he was that guy. That's why I always say, be careful of the folks you see on your way up, because they will be the same folks that you see on your way down. Because when Monique did him that favor and did Precious for $50,000 and the studio walked away with millions, he didn't have her back. He felt the way about Monique. But now that, you know, he's kind of down in the dumps, now it's all this kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. So I'm just saying, Y'all asked me to speak on. I wasn't gonna bring it up, but I mean, that's how I feel. I'm not impressed. If the juice box situation would have happened with Juicy Boosie, Juicy Boosie Smoulay, oh, there wouldn't have been no reconciliation. If Empire was still going strong, if Stars was still growing strong, y'all wouldn't have heard shit from Lee Daniels. He had been Big Daddy. That's his name on Instagram, Big Daddy. He would have still been living his Big Daddy life, okay? So, good luck, honey. Because y'all saw up and down Monique was lying. Now all of a sudden, you know, we've made amends. So I guess you wasn't lying then, huh, Lee Daniels? But good luck to them and their kumbaya and whatever they got coming down the pipeline. I don't care. But good luck. Good luck. Forgiveness is good. Let me read the next super chat here. Designed by Divine Send 499 says, hey, Mama T, looking beautiful as fuck. How do you feel about Daniels finally apologizing to Mo? I just talked about it. Hi, Ronnie. Thank you for the super chat, love. Thank you. Scorpio Vibe says, hey, T. People in the comments are saying she posted pics of the kids when he was a baby and still with Ari, saying he was cheating with her. Ari never liked her. Yeah, I believe that they were creeping. I don't deny that. I believe that G Herbo was definitely creeping with Tiana. Because remember, that was when they end up getting into it. And I think she had hit G Herbo. Then he put hands on her and she caught the police on him. That was behind Tiana, because he was still going between the two of them, because he had admitted to the police that he had just slept with her and Tiana. So, yeah, I believe that. I believe they were creeping together. Mm-hmm. But this other stuff is still messed up, though. You know, the whole using the son for attention. I don't agree with that. Let's see here. Camp says, as a woman that has dealt with bitter baby mamas, this is definitely giving off bitter baby mama vibes. The child is the one that suffers. I'm going through it with the teenager from a dysfunctional drama. Bless your heart. I refuse. I can't do it. If you got a bitter baby mama, keep it fucking pushing. I will not talk to somebody with a crazy baby mother. I don't have time for that, because I'm not a crazy baby's mother. I don't go around hounding my ex and whoever the hell he's dealing with now. I could care less. That ship has sailed. I don't have the patience. I don't have the energy. You're not calling my phone. You're not, hell no. Because I treat people's kids like I treat my own. There's always kids here. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel like I'm not treating your child right, or you don't like me, then this dude and the child all got to go, you know? And especially if you don't have kids, like, you know, it's one thing if you have kids, but if you don't have kids, definitely do not put up with bitter baby mama drama. If you are a woman in a relationship and the guy has a child, do not waste your time trying to play stepmom and all this goofy shit. I had a friend of mine do that. And I was real disappointed, because I'm like, you don't even have kids. Why are you dealing with this drama? It's just a headache. If you don't have children, definitely do not deal with a bitter baby mother. Definitely do not waste your time. Really, if you don't have kids, you really shouldn't even be dealing with a guy with kids, to be honest with you. And I said that before. You know, I feel like people who don't have kids should strive to be with other people who don't have children. I think that's a good fit. I think, you know, once you have children, leave people who don't have kids alone. I mean, unless they don't want kids and, you know, they're still willing to. But I don't like when people feel like this person doesn't have children, so they should just take on the whole role of being a mother. And, you know, those are your kids. I don't have to pick up your child from daycare. That's your child. That's between you and your baby's mother. Oh, he needs to go to the doctor? Where's the mom at? Like, for real, people be trying to make people, like, play the role of the other parent. Absolutely not. If I wanted to play the role of a parent, I'd have a kid. So that's why I say a lot of times, if you don't have the patience and you don't know how to deal with children, you shouldn't be in a relationship with somebody who has children. And I think that even if you have kids, you have the right to be picky. You feel like just because you have kids, well, you should just accept anything. Absolutely not. I have two kids by my ex-husband. I'm not accepting somebody with five kids and five different baby mamas. I'm not doing that. But you have kids and you have five baby mamas. I'm not interested. You have children. Were you married at one point in time? Did you make your baby's mother a wife? Those are the type of people I look for. So sometimes people think, like, because you have kids, you can't be picky. The hell you can't? Shit. I am. I'm not dealing with somebody who got a whole bunch of damn kids. We're going out at the mall. Here go one baby mama. We at the, you know, we at Savers shopping. Here go another baby mama. We at the club. Here go the bitter baby mama. I ain't got time. Don't have time. Again, we all have one life to live. And don't allow people to have you waste your life on things that you don't want to waste your life about. You have the right to be picky. You have the right to set standards. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not coming to the table with a bunch of baby daddy drama, you know what I'm saying? And I don't have, you know, my thug ass baby daddy driving by our house and, you know, harassing us. I don't want the same from your baby's mother. I expect the same level of respect. If my baby's father, my ex-husband ain't calling your phone and trying to check you, I don't want your baby's mother calling my phone. Okay? So I think we all have the right to demand a certain level of respect, no matter where we're at in the totem pole of life. If I'm not coming to the table with six kids by six different men, I don't have to accept you and your six different children by different women. I just don't. It's my opinion. Somebody said, preach to me! Yes! People think because you have kids, you're not supposed to, like, you know, just anything goes. Absolutely not. Not around these parts. So, sis, bless you. You know what I'm saying? You're a good one because I've seen my friends go through that. I refuse. People calling your phone and trying to pull up and all this goofy shit. And I'm sitting here feeding your child, making sure your child is good. And then you're disrespecting me. No, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you for the super chat, sis. Queen Sim 5 and says, I feel the same way about the parents that be ready to fight because their kids got into it. We're still adults and things should be handled differently. Yeah, you see that a lot at like games, like with sporting events with kids. It's like the parents be more mad than the kids. You know, after the drama's done, the kids will start playing again. Parents be holding beef. Like, you still mad from what happened last year at third grade AAU? They're now in the seventh grade. Like, shut up. Get over it. Because one time at band camp, parents are the worst in sports. Let's see here. Lala Rose says, G Herbo and Ari both need to get off social media and get that baby some therapy. Yeah, he's definitely going through it. I agree. That baby's definitely going through it. Sin Kwali says, I understand how you can be worried as a parent, but no one asked the baby exactly why he disliked her. He said she was bad, but he never explained why she was bad. No one asked him what he would like from Tyena either. Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, it was just to me when he said she's bad, that just sounds like the mother. When people ask, well, why don't you like her? I just don't like her. She's a bad person. I just don't like her. That's the vibe that came off when he said she's bad, because he couldn't explain, well, how's she bad? Is she hiding under your bed and, you know, jumping out in the middle of the night like Freddy Krueger? How is she bad, young man? Nobody got to that. She's just bad and I want to shoot her. That's it. So it just doesn't make any sense. It just came off like he was just regurgitating words that he's heard from adults, unfortunately. Let's see here. Tiana's pregnant and has a little baby. She needs no energy for a while. Three-year-old, that's not wrong. Thank you for the super chat. JR sent $2, says the Undertaker got inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. That's what's up. I seen him trending the other day, and I was scared. I was like, Lord, don't tell me they done took the Undertaker. Don't tell me the Undertaker gonna die. Because I feel like every time one of these old school wrestlers is trending, it's because they don't die. But yes, I did see that he was inducted. So congratulations to him. And he's turned his whole life around, if y'all don't know. He got with a really good woman. He's a good Christian man. He left all that darkness behind him. He has seen the light. Hallelujah. Amen to the Undertaker. So thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. They need to keep Yoshan away from smaller siblings until he gets therapy so he doesn't harm the other children, especially Tatma killing. Thank you, Taidi One. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, it's something going on with them, you know, and I just feel like he's not getting the attention from the parents that he needs. Raina says, just like when Will made up with Janet after August spoke out, they will always forgive people when the going gets tough. Oh, you're talking about Janet Hubert, her old bitter ass. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about Janet Jackson. I'm like, damn, when was Will and Janet beefing? Not yeah, her. Yeah, that's exactly what that was. It wasn't until they needed, you know, ratings for Red Table Talk. All of a sudden, he's ready to sit down with her after 55 years. Now he wants to forgive and have a come to Jesus moment. I wouldn't buy none of it from either one of them. You know what I'm saying? And then she's out here talking about she wants to slap Tamron Hall and Wendy Williams. You know, what has Tamron Hall ever done to anybody? Tamron Hall is a beautiful Black woman. She minds her business, very positive. I love Tamron Hall. I've met Tamron Hall. So I'm like, why would you say that you want to slap Tamron Hall? But then in the same breath, you were screaming that Will was protecting Black. She's one of the ones that was screaming Will was protecting Black women. But now you want to slap Tamron Hall. Why? I thought we were protecting Black women. You see why I say this word, this phrase has not been bastardized? Because people use it when convenient, when it's somebody that they like. So because you like Jada now after 30 years, but remember she was cussing Jada out a few years ago back in 2016. So now because you like her, now it's protect Black women, but then in the same breath, you want to slap Tamron Hall. I don't get that. Yeah, y'all can look it up. She threatened Tamron Hall. And I don't know what Tamron Hall did. Like, I could see Wendy, because Wendy's done a lot of dumb shit. She said a lot of shit. I could see Wendy, but Tamron, I'm like, what did Tamron Hall do? I'm confused. Maybe I missed it. I didn't know her and Tamron Hall were beefing. But thank you for the super chat. How long have I been out here? Oh my God, I've been out here for an hour and 26. It don't even feel like it. Oh my God, child. We got another story. Oh, I just been talking. It's been a good chat. Okay, let's talk about Todrick. Oh, we got to get on Todrick. Got to get on Todrick. So if y'all do not know, Todrick Hall, he's a big YouTuber. Way bigger than me, honey. Got like 3 million followers. He's a dancer. He's a creative. So it came out the other day that Todrick Hall is being sued once again. A few years ago, I did a video on him. He was being sued for not paying his backup dancers, which to me makes no sense because he claims to have all this money. I know he makes money from YouTube. You know, he has very safe content. It's not like he's controversial. But he was accused of not paying his backup dancers, basically using them for free labor. And now it's come out that, let's see here. That he's being sued. Here it is. So they're saying this is what's being reported. Todrick Hall, the celebrity and Big Brother runner-up, is being sued for $60,000 in back rent he owes his landlords. According to the lawsuit obtained by US Weekly, the YouTuber 36 agreed to pay $30,000 a month for a 5-bedroom, 8-bathroom home in Sherman Oaks, California. The owners of the home, Avi and Oren Lavian, served Hall with a payer quit notice on March 3rd, which was given to another occupant of the house, according to the civil complaint, which was submitted to court by the plaintiff's attorney on March 29th. In addition to past due rent of $60,000 for February and March in 2022, the landlord wants reasonable attorney fees, forfeitures of agreement, damages at the rate of $1,000 per day, and all other relief the court deems as reasonable. Now, what is so interesting about this story is that a lot of people were telling me in the chat that this man has a YouTube video saying that he bought a house less than a year and a half ago. So basically, why this is even news is he did a whole YouTube video saying he had bought this home. I'm going to show y'all the snippet of this. It just, because I don't follow him. I don't watch his work until, you know, my T-Sippers was telling me this. So it just blew my mind. Why is he lying like this?
I'm so excited that you all are here. I have been wanting to buy a home for a very, very, very long time, and this is a dream come true. I saw over 50 homes to decide to get this one, and when I saw this one, I fell in love. I'm talking about that, like, Ali and Noah notebook kind of love. But here, come inside. The water fountain's a little loud.
Like, do y'all see my face? Why lie? Like, I don't, like, this is why people just be clowning YouTubers and influencers. Who lies about, like, I see why the damn rent is 30 grand a month. He done went and just rented out a whole mansion and acted like he bought it. Like, the people who own property like this in LA, they got to just sit back and watch these influencers. Like, are these people insane? So you mean my hard work, my design, my money that I put into building this fucking mega mansion, you're just going to claim? I looked at over 50 homes and I chose this one. Really? And you know what's even more crazy about this cap? Oh, this is what's even more crazy. Let me show y'all this other part of the video. You can't make this stuff up. You legit cannot make this stuff up. Give me a second to show y'all this other part of the video. Just watch this. Just watch this.
That's what I like about this. Here's the wine cellar. Right now it's just prop wine, but hopefully, you know, my friends have sent me so much wine. I'm not having a traditional housewarming, but I have set up a little registry on Amazon. So if you don't want to send wine, but you want to send something, you can click on my registry. Only if you want to. No worries at all if you don't.
This fool actually set up a registry. This stunt queen actually went and set up a registry. And try to, like, drop hints to his subscribers. You don't have to send anything, but if you want, here's the link down below. It's not even your home. What is this? Now, everybody knows I built my house. I've been in this house about, I don't know, shit, 6-8 months. I haven't one time done a house tour. I haven't one time put up a registry. I ain't asked y'all to buy me no housewarming gifts. Pillows, bedroom sets, dishes, nothing. I haven't even shown anything. I probably show, you know, a snapshot of the bathroom, snapshot of the closet. I haven't even had any type of, I felt no need to do a house tour to show anything off. So imagine someone who did not put down on a home, didn't get their credit, ran for the home, is now taking us, the audience, on a house tour of said home. And now, to add insult to injury, you're being sued because you can't even afford the rent for the home. Well, like, what, like, social media is a whole other place, y'all. It's another dimension. The capping that goes on the cap on this app. That's what I'm gonna call it. The cap on this app called YouTube is insane to me. And he ain't the first. All types of rich ass YouTubers, way bigger than I'll ever be, will sit here and rent these big homes in LA, make y'all feel jealous, make y'all feel like what you're doing in life is not as good because they got a home with a water fountain in it and a closet that you could sleep a family of 10 in, only to find out they don't even own the home. Or they've gotten in above their heads. Like the Ace family. And now they got to move again for the third time in 5 years. Like, I don't know. This shit is weird to me. This is weird. I don't understand the living above your means. I don't understand the need to front for strangers on the internet. This man could, if you can afford to pay 30 grand a month in rent, you can easily take that amount of money and go buy a home and earn equity off of that home. And you can tell these landlords are not playing because they took him to court after being late 2 months. Because they know if they let it keep going, he's going to keep with this facade and they're not going to get paid. Also, let me also point this out about the landlords. The fact that these people are having to rent out a mega mansion should wake people up. They don't seem to be the only ones living above their damn means. Think about it. If I build a home, mega mansion or a townhome, I don't care. And then I have to turn around and move my family out of that home and rent it out. Because most likely they didn't go from a mega mansion to another mega mansion. Let's keep that real. They went from that mega mansion and downsized significantly. You're not going to go from that type of home to another home in that same, you know what I mean? They probably went from that mega mansion to a regular home in LA because they realized the upkeep is way too much. Electricity bill, the groundskeeper, the maid to clean that house, they got in above their heads. Folks ain't ready for that conversation. A lot of people being fucking Cali fronting, getting in above their heads, and then they got to rent their homes to influencers. Who the hell builds a home to rent it out? A home of that stature. If you can afford it, you're going to be living in it. So the landlord, they can't afford it either. Hence why they ran to go sue his ass. I hope this whole situation wakes people up. This is silly. This is silly. No, it's not really business moves, because somebody said it might be business moves. Not really. Because you got to think about it like this. Only a specific person can rent that type of home. That's not business moves. That's, well, if it is, it's not a smart one, because only specific people can rent that type of home. That's not a home that anybody can just rent, because not everybody makes enough money to pay 30 grand a month to rent that type of home. So that's not really a smart business move. A smart business move is getting a home that anybody can afford. A smart business move is buying a townhome, a single family home, three bedroom, maybe anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 square feet. Because then at that point, anybody can afford to rent that out. You can charge between $2,000 to at the most $4,000, $5,000 a month. If you're buying something that is 30 grand a month to rent out, that's not a smart business move. The only people are going to be able to rent that type of stuff out are front-ass influencers and the Hollywood movie studios if they're shooting at that time. That's another hustle for people in LA, but a lot of times it doesn't really pay off. When I used to work in LA, they would rent out mansions for like music videos, movie sets and stuff like that. But that's if your home is chosen. There's so many people vying. If there's a mansion here, a mansion there, a mansion there, there's a lot of people vying for that. And it doesn't mean they're always going to come back, and it could just be for that moment. It could be for 3 days. It could be for a month. You can't, that's not reliable income. That's not something you can rely on, because that's luck of the draw. So no, this isn't, if you're thinking that's a business move, you need to come to my business school 101. I don't have one, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying, if I had one. That's not a smart business move. A smart business move is you have your main house and then you buy a second home that you can afford, that people can afford to rent, and that second home pays for your main house. So no, this is a move of people struggling, a bunch of people fronting. The homeowners are fronting because they clearly can't afford it, that they're renting it out. And Todrick is fronting. And this is sad. And this is why, once again, I tell people, never envy what you see on social media. Everything that glitters is not gold. A lot of these folks are full of shit and they're narcissists. Imagine you can afford to rent a place for 30 grand a month. And instead of buying your own home or condo, you want to floss for strangers on the internet and make it look like they're down here beneath you and you're up here. How sick is that? Hey, you guys, I'm glad you guys have arrived. This is my new home. I had a choice of 50 and I chose this one. Gift registry link down below. You don't get your stunt ass out of here. This is sad. It's sad. They do it all the time. Let's see here. Octavia Campbell says, what lip color are you wearing? What is the brand T? I'm looking for a burgundy like that. Oh, what is this brand? It's a really pretty color. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Is it Melania? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, I have it here. I just looked down. It's MAC. What color is this? It's the Lip Intensity Burnt Violet. It's MAC. Girl, you are so lucky just having to be here, because I totally forgot like what I put on, because I also like Melania. I like their brand. But yeah, this one is MAC. So there you go. Hope that helps. let's see here. Sandy says, there's no houses on in sale in Cali. Child, people are running away from Cali at this point. Between the gas and the high prices, people are running away from Cali. So, yeah, it's a mess. Mel Proper says delusional, the delusions of the broke and famous. Yeah. And that's the thing, though. Like, I'm assuming because his videos are more safe. You know, I don't watch him. I remember he used to make dance videos and skits. He should be able to afford this home if that's what he wants to spend his money on. So the fact that he's not able to pay the 30 grand, I think it's finally hitting him that you're literally funding somebody else's lifestyle. Why be a renter at that point? If you can afford 30 grand a month, why would you rent? Why would you not want to have your own home and build your own equity? It doesn't make any sense. And get your own tax write-off and things like that. It's just silly. Waffle Revolution says, when flexing goes wrong, people who flex the most have the least and want to prove something to people they don't like. I heard that. Don Q says, I dated a guy who rented an Airbnb and tried to pass it off as his apartment. After I confronted him, he hung up and I haven't heard from him since. I've been hearing about that too, that a lot of people are fronting and acting like these Airbnbs are their own property. I've heard about influencers on Instagram doing that too, where they're having like these little influencer get-togethers. Oh, welcome to my condo. And it's on the Airbnb. So people, I just don't get it. The lifestyles of the rich in the front, and it just makes no sense. Violet and Mars says, the rich and the famous are one of the biggest panhandlers I know. Hashtag the cap on this app. Yes. I mean, the fact that he had a gift registry. He's supposed to be balling, rich, stay. I mean, even as he was doing the tour, did y'all notice the Louis Vuitton brooch? I don't know if y'all noticed, honey. While he's doing this tour, this man has on a Louis Vuitton necklace. I mean, all types of name brand. Let me share my screen again. And got the nerve to be asking for an Amazon gift registry. But check out the Louis and the nice high-end clothing that he's wearing in a home that he does not own. Look at this. Watch when he turns around.
Right now, it's just prop wine, but hopefully, Louis. You know, my friends have sent me Louis. So much wine. I'm not having a traditional housewarming, but I have set up a little registry on Amazon. So if you don't want to send wine, but
if you can afford all of this, you don't need a registry on Amazon. If you can afford to pay somebody 30 grand a month to rent a mega mansion, you don't need a registry on Amazon, sir. Got the nerve to be flossing and high signing, and then we find out a year later that ain't even his property. And like I said, I want to know, you know, thank goodness for the tea sippers, because I don't follow him. When I heard that, I said, this is crazy. This is going to be a good topic because, again, I don't want people to look at the lifestyles of people and be envious, because a lot of people just spend so much time fronting and flossing on social media, and it's not real. Live within your means. Buy what you can afford. And if you can't afford it, you're not meant to have it. That's always been my mentality. If I can't afford it and it's something that's going to cause me to be in the hole, then I don't need it. It's that simple. Just a waste of money. Violet and Mars says, California frontin', Californian. Love you, T. People better wake up. Yep, they better be. They need to. Thank you for the super chat. Kayla Babe says, remember little T that chucked? Had me thinking at 30 years old that my life was no good. Hit the like button, y'all. Love your hair. You're my favorite one is a lilac. Thank you so much. You talking about Little T? I heard that he had robbed somebody. One of these rappers, they robbed an influencer recently because he was broke. Let me see if I can find this story. He was blasting him on Twitter. Let's see here. Yeah, little TJ. Let me show y'all this story. This just came out. Let me share. This is what I'm saying. Quit living vicariously through these people on social media, because a lot of them be fronting and do not have it. Look at this twisted ass story. It just came out today. Okay. Man accuses little TJ of robbing him at gunpoint. They said Instagram influencer named Adam Quinn has accused TJ of robbing him on Friday, April 1st. Adam posted a series of IG stories claiming that the Calling My Phone rapper allegedly held him at gunpoint and stole cash and other expensive valuables. So I'm trying to see if they had it. Okay. This is what they're saying. When I tell you all this little TJ story, I swear to God, you won't even believe it. My man's robbed at gunpoint and stole cash out of my crib and my Cartier bracelet, but wait, it gets better. At little TJ got so scared I was going to go to the cops that he brought back my Cartier bracelets the next day. Apparently, he's broke and couldn't afford to bring back all my cash he stole, so he only brought back some of it. I guess it's the thought that counts, right? Then he goes on to say, at Columbia Records, please cut this kid a check so he can stop robbing people. Then he says, I know someone else he robbed 2 days after robbing me. Then he goes on to leak TJ's personal phone number and says, everyone go wish at little TJ a happy at least few days before he gets locked up. That just broke today. So again, you see a lot of these rappers holding up wads of cash, fronting with jewelry. Meanwhile, he's going around stealing and robbing from other influencers. And the influencer he robbed was a white boy. White boy calling the cops. There's definitely going to be some charges pressed. You know, so that's why I say it doesn't make any sense to sit there and be envious of anybody, because once they turn off that camera, once they turn off that, take that picture, you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. You don't know how they're living. You know, that goes for everybody, myself included. You never envy anybody. You know what I'm saying? People don't know my struggles, what I go through. My life is not perfect. I have health issues. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, be grateful for the life you have, because your life could technically be better than somebody that you think is way up here. Hell, we're all doing better than Will Smith at this point. Shit, give yourself a pat on the back for that shit. At least we're all doing better than Will, and he's rich. So, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, this is ridiculous, all this fronting going on. Let's see here. No need to explain yourself, T. Most of us already know the cap in L.A. You can also fake a private jet in a studio. Yes, you can. L.A. is the city of dreams and cap. It really is. Let's see here. Plugged Scope says, Jada is the devil that Denzel was talking about. Thank you for the super chat, both of y'all. Victoria Antoine says, thank you for speaking the truth. Keep up the excellent work. These influencers stay flexing for nothing. Absolutely. Thank you. Let's see here. M says, allegedly been in love with Jada since the 90s. Someone said they was at his show in the 90s and he cried about a joke about unrequited love for her. Who are you talking about? Chris Rock was in love with Jada in the 90s? Y'all be writing half super chats. I be having to piece it together. I'm like, huh, who? But thank you, Em. Thank you for the super chat, love. Let's see here. Sean says, this is the guy who came for KK Barr but can't issue out money for his housing. If I were her, I would give him the business on social media. I don't know who KK Carr is. He came for KK Carr but can't issue money for his housing. Who's KK Carr? I need that tea. Let me Google. Who's KK Carr? What happened? Child, let me Google KK Carr and Todrick. Nothing came up for me. Oh, Kalar. What did I tell you? They be probably their phone changed. Let me see if that comes up. Still ain't nothing is coming up, y'all. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the tea on that one. You might have to write it in the chat because I don't know. I don't know. I don't follow him or any drama. But if he's making fun of somebody for not having it and he doesn't either, that's pretty rich. No pun intended. Let's see here. Kai H was saying, wasn't he accused of not paying his dancers as well, allegedly? Sounds like he's fronting hardcore. Yep, I had reported on that years ago when his dancers were all coming out blasting him, saying that they weren't paid. Let's see here. Oh, somebody said it's for the Kardashians. Oh, why didn't they just write out Kardashians? I'm like, who is K-Lar and K.K. Carr? Yeah, they wrote K Carr. Is that the new name for the Kardashians? Maybe I'm old. I just always called them the Kardashians. So he was making fun of the Kardashians? What did he say? What did he say? Y'all keep writing he means the Kardashians, but what was their beef? Because I don't follow them. Y'all must not know either. Y'all just keep writing Kardashians. They don't know, child. Let me move on. Let's see here. Sin Quali says, celebrities be the first people to come get lashes and say they want it free because they're influencing. I thought you had money. Oh, yeah. They're bad about that. A lot of celebs, they want a lot of free shit. And my thing is this. At the end of the day, how is that helping that small business? If you're really trying to help them, put money in their pocket. Because just think about it. I mean, unless you're getting a shout out from like a major celeb with millions of followers or influence, it's not really helping your business like that. Because just because they shout out your business doesn't mean that people are necessarily going to go patronize the business, right? It's just a shout out. So I think you'd help small businesses better if you actually paid for a service instead of coming in demanding free shit. Like, people kill me with that. They be wanting free plastic surgery, free, you know what I'm saying, breast implants, you know, free hairstyles, free nails. But then be on the gram fronting like they pay for all this stuff. So it's very interesting. Tatiana Shaw says, did you see the Shay Johnson story? We could talk about that. Because matter of fact, we posted on it. This is very disturbing. Yeah, let's talk about that. Good one, Tatiana. So if you guys do not know, damn, I've been out here 2 hours. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to leave. Shout out to all 9,000 people in here. I hope I've been keeping y'all entertained on this good Saturday, honey. So we're going to talk about Shay Johnson and not Shay Johnson from Love & Hip Hop. It's some other weirdo. So this is just, I don't get it. I do not get it at all. So there was a 14-year-old boy. If you guys remember this story in Orlando at the Iconic Park, I believe that's what it's called. And matter of fact, I went to the same park in 2019. I didn't even know it when I went to the Pod Fest thing in Orlando, Florida. And I met one of my tea sippers. Shout out to Gil. We went to that park, me, Gil, and my little sister. And I didn't know it was the same park that the young man died, but Gil had texted me like, you know, that's the same park that I took y'all to. I was like, oh, damn, how ironic. But this baby was too big for the harness, and it didn't close all the way. He was only 14 years old. He was 6'5", close to 300 pounds. He played football. From everything I've heard, good kid, good student, you know, and he was scared. I mean, the baby was even scared when it was going up. He felt something in his spirit wasn't right, and he told his friends that were sitting next to him to tell his mommy and his daddy that he loved them because he had a feeling something wasn't right. And I had the unfortunate circumstance. Okay, Ina J says we were there when it happened. Wow, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I had the unfortunate circumstance of watching the video because it was caught on video and just him falling to the ground. He didn't even make a sound while he was falling. It wasn't until he hit the ground. Very, very disturbing video. Heartbreaking story. They have since shut down the ride. Okay. So it's bad enough that the family is mourning from the story. They're mourning from the loss of their baby, a 14-year-old boy. The friends are mourning. The cousins are mourning. Then you have the video that's viral on Twitter. Now you have some woman named Shay Johnson who has been going around claiming to be the family member. Like, the attention seeking on social media legit knows no bounds. Let me show y'all these two stories. Just disturbing. I couldn't do nothing but shake my head. Because I remember seeing this fucking weirdo.
And said her name is Shay Johnson, has been claiming she is the cousin of Tyree Sampson. Woman's been holding news conferences, hugging people, collecting petition signatures, and leading a vigil outside the Free Fall Ride, conducting lots of interviews. And now the Orange County Sheriff's Office says Sampson's mother told detectives she doesn't even know who this person who claims to be Shay Johnson is. Attorneys representing the family also told us none of the family members know Johnson. The sheriff's office is not aware of any crimes being committed at this point, like collecting funds. The woman.
Okay, so that is a news clip that just came out. Now, let me show you one of her videos.
They said I'm too big. He said, I know you got all the money. Cousin, let me hold some money. I said, I don't got no money. He said, yes, you do. So I went back to my job and I got some money. I brought it back out. And I said, what you finna do with it? He said, I want to get on the swing on international. I said, okay, ride it twice and ride it for me too. He called me back about 7 minutes later. He said, they said I'm too big, I can't ride. So I said, go try another one. That's when he came to try the slingshot. And he said, they told him he was too big for that. So he said, well, cousin, it's another ride. I'm gonna try it out. I said, okay. And he called me, he said, they let me ride. I can ride. I said, okay, get on. Didn't know this would be my last time talking to him live. You can't make
this up. Do y'all see these big ass Stevie Wonder glasses? This crazy bitch has on. This crazy bitch is doing interviews with these big ass Stevie Wonder glasses. Just making up shit. And then he called me and was like, cousin, I know you got some money. I couldn't get on that ride, but I'm going to get on another ride. And then he got on the ride. That was the last time I talked to my little cousin. Girl, if you don't sit your crazy ass down somewhere, you can't make this up. She's literally lying. Oh, I got another plant. Thank you. She's literally lying, acting like she is this young man's cousin. And so not only does the family have to deal with this 14-year-old boy, this viral video of him dying on social media, the fact that their son's never coming home, then you got this cuckoo bitch with Stevie Wonder glasses on talking about she's the family. Shay Johnson, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I don't care if she didn't set up a GoFundMe. People are like, well, she didn't, you know, it's not like she's asking for donations. That probably would have been the next step. Why lie? You don't even know this family or this young boy. I mean, this is insane. And she was talking, oh, you know, oh, yeah, he called me and I was laying there 7 minutes. She had the whole script down packed. She's going around hugging people on behalf of the family. Bitch, get your weird energy away from me. Everybody who hugged her, go take a spiritual bath. That bitch is weird. Who claims somebody like that? Who looks for attention in this type of situation? It's a weird girl. not the emojis with the sunglasses. Y'all are a mess. All I see is emojis with sunglasses. That bitch was up there looking like Stevie Wonder. I just called to say I miss my cousin, who's not really my cousin. Crazy bitch. On that note, okay, that's enough internet for me, y'all. I've been out here for 2 hours. I hope y'all enjoyed this live stream. I appreciate y'all coming, you know, just spending time with me on this good Saturday. I know this was kind of impromptu. There's a lot of good stories I wanted to talk about, and I didn't want to do a video. I wanted to do a live and just, you know, chop it up, especially being that I didn't get to do a live the week before because I wasn't feeling too well. So thank you guys so much. Let me see. I'm going to read these last few super chats here. Black Batman says, remember when Bow Wow took that fake picture of him to make it look like it was his own private jet? Yes, I do remember that story. That was funny. RZA says, the sign language lady all over again. And once again, it took place in ratchet ass Florida. Y'all remember that sign language lady? She was another one. Going to like different press conferences, just lying. Said she knew sign language. Bitch got up there, was throwing them gang signs. And then finally the blind community was like, she's not signing anything. She's just throwing up shit. Mary had a little lamb. But the news report, they're literally talking about like a murder, like, you know, serious situation or, you know, something that blind people need to be aware of. She's just doing whatever. They eventually arrested her ass for impersonating an interpreter. I don't know what's wrong with Florida. And y'all wonder why I've been calling it Ratchet Florida for the past 20 years. The bitch was literally up there just throwing them gang signs. Just, what up, cuz? What up, blood? What you're signing and what they're saying is two different things, ma'am. And now we got this crazy bitch with these Stevie Wonder glasses claiming this boy that she doesn't know, claiming to be his family member. Florida, get it together. Just a bunch of just weirdos on the internet. And then you got Tyler calling Callie, crazy Callie, just making up shit. Oh, I bought a house. Out of 50 choices, I chose this one. You didn't choose shit. You didn't buy it. It's not in your name. And now you can't even afford to live in it, sir. All right, that's enough internet for me today. Let's see here. All About Me says there are some sick people in this world who would want to be attached to this tragedy, adding extra harm to this family, and creating detailed lies. Exactly. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. Meanie2202 says, T, did you see Shay was fired from the club she worked at and the club made a flyer? Wait, hold up. So you mean to tell me Shay with them big ass glasses was a dancer? Or worked at a dance club, a nightclub? So they don't fire her, huh? When fronting goes wrong. So now she ain't got no job. Now she really gonna set up a GoFundMe. Hey, y'all, I'm back. This bitch really gonna set up a GoFundMe now. I need help. I'm out, y'all. I'm out. Y'all have been wonderful. Thank y'all for spending time with me. This has been a wonderful stream. I hope y'all got a lot of laughs, you know, took something away from all of this. Rest in peace to that young man. You know, that I'm just sad that this situation even had to give her any type of attention. It's tragic. But thank you guys once again for joining me on this Saturday. I will talk to y'all later. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Bye, everyone.